या तरक्की की राह पर गामजन रहे। ट्रक मैनुअल या फिर ऑटोमेटिक, ट्रक की बेहतरीन सर्विस के लिए क्विक ट्रक लियो थ्रू आउट ओंटारियो। नो अपॉइंटमेंट नीडेड, ड्राइव थ्रू फैसिलिटी, वन स्टॉप शॉप। अब तीसरी लोकेशन एग्जिट 579 फ्रॉम हाईवे 401 इन नैपनी। क्विक ट्रक लियो 519-622-0660, quicktruckloop.com।
मुद्दे लाख बुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है, और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है। गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार सीताराम, और अस्सलामु अलैकुम, एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम, एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस। जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो, अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए। और ऐ बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज, देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज, और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर, इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज।
सीताराम सत श्री अकाल, जय गुरु दत्ता, साई राम, अस्सलाम वालेकुम, गुड आफ्टरनून एंड वेलकम एवरीबॉडी। ऑफ कोर्स वी से हेलो टू मास्टर कंट्रोल, माय डियर सिस्टर बालजीत ऑन द कंट्रोल, थैंक यू। वन एक्सटेंड अ वार्म वेलकम टू ऑल आवर लिसनर्स अराउंड द वर्ल्ड एट www.com। Hey, did you step outside yet? It's going to be a warm one, but a beautiful day outside. Just heading out of Oakville a few minutes ago, and boy, there was so much traffic in the parking lot of Oakville. It's just so much flowers and plants, and everybody's rushing out to get their fair share. A busy day, good day for gardening. How about Sister Lil? How are you? Ready for the gardening? Well, ready for some music or not, we are here to keep you company. Richard Aziz. Well, we thought we would do the program. Last few weeks we were with the Ramadan specials and programming. Today we have so much to share with you about the upcoming events. Hey, don't forget the Anil Beam Show. We've been telling you about that, right? The tickets are now $60, but they're going like hot doubles. It's going to be a great show. Remember, it's only $60 now, and you're getting a dinner with that. So those of you who want to bring kids 5 and up, you pay for a seat, but you get $20 in coupons so you can shop and get some stuff for the kids even. So it's like $30. You know what I'm talking about? But here's how we're going to do this. Today, we're going to start it off like this. My name is Richard Aziz. How are you? How are you doing, everybody?
Hello.
Let's see who's going to shout out Richard Aziz here. Send me your text messages at 416-832-7293. Or you can call me at 416-848-7772. That's the studio line. Where are my peeps? Hello to brother Arif and family. Of course, his mom and dad always in company. Welcome. Assalamu alaikum. Are you ready for Shabnam Radio? What a welcome, Justin Macedo. Hey, Anthony, welcome indeed, Anthony of Paradise Promotion. Mr. Paradise. Nigel, the coconut man. The man behind Superstar Promotion. Hey Sally, we understand we are celebrating your birthday today. Happy birthday. Don't forget a Big Boat Cruise. We've been telling you about celebrating Trinidad and Tobago's 60th anniversary of independence. And we're bringing in somebody big for this one. DJ Sean out of Trinidad and Tobago. Hey, the Boat Cruise. Gary Khan of Masala TV is the captain on this one. You can bring your friends and family. Listen. Terrio. Hey, don't forget you can bring your birthday parties, your celebration on board. Call now and get your tickets. They are going fast. Gary Khan and Nicola, welcome.
My name, hey officer, what's up?
Hey, as we say hello and welcome to all our listeners in the beautiful Guyana.
This weed, man, stink of weed, you know. This boy stink of weed. Come on.
Hey, DJ Navi is having his Father's Day boot. Because Nav, if you're listening, give me a call. Bama Nappy on Shopdom Radio. Want to say hello to Sad, Sunny and Company, not forgetting Anthony and Jessica. Hey, we want to say hello to Chico, Chico. Let's see, we got DJ Navi. Nav, how are you?
I'm good, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me on the show. Thank you, and good evening, good afternoon to all the listeners out there, and to you and your family.
Well, Nav, you know, it's been a while, and, you know, you're the busiest man I know, you know, honestly. but that's the call. I want to tell people, we finally, you've been planning this during the pandemic, you were putting it on, you wanted to give somebody another chance. We love your boat cruises, and of course Carnival on the Lake is coming up, but that's another story. But now tell us about Father's Day.
Well, Father's Day is a month away, Saturday, June 18th. Of course, that is the Father's Day weekend. Father's Day is a Sunday, but we are Saturday, June 18th. We're boarding at 5, we're leaving at 6, coming back at 10. And due to the overwhelming demand for tickets, I released a flyer 2 days ago. I've decided to put on a special performer at the ending of the cruise. Just before the boat docks, there's going to be an amazing performance, but I'm not going to say what it is. And we've got, as of this morning, 84 tickets left.
84 tickets left, and let's see how well this program does. You know, so far we were able to work with the Brampton Rotary Club of Flower City, and that was a sold-out event. Also, Raymond Ramnarine is a tongue. I mean, that event was sold out even before we started advertising. But we are close to getting the Sunday sellout, and of course, Paradise would like to, you know, Mr. Paradise want to let you get your tickets and come on out. That's happening tonight. Those of you tonight, by the way, at 6 o'clock, the doors open, and then on Sunday tomorrow, 3 o'clock. But let's see, Navi, this cruise would sell out, I'll tell you, by this weekend here coming. By next weekend, sorry. So tickets are how much?
Well, the tickets right now, the early birds, which will stay early birds, even if it's sold out, until the ending of this month, it will stay only at $60, which is $5 more than it went up because of gas and everything. Just $5 more, so $60 early bird.
And you can include a dinner?
7-item meal, fruits, samosas, doubles, tuxedo cake, cheesecake, yes, on top of the 7-item meal.
Oh, okay, good. I know Navi always go overboard indeed in putting on a nice spread. But Nav, well, we're looking forward to this one again and again. Call Navi. What's the phone number? 416?
416-606-7656. Once again, 416-606-7656. And I'm more than happy to email everybody their tickets so they don't have to drive around with this $2 gas price. So I will get it to you like ASAP. There's no waiting or nothing.
Okay, Nav, and when are you coming to play some music for your brother?
Hey, we're going to organize that within this
Navi,
week.
Navi, you keep telling me that. Navi, don't make me cuss on the radio. You keep telling me that. Oh, God, your promises, promises. Don't make me do
that. Well, Richard, you got the work. You got to do the work. But we definitely have to do this now that COVID is almost done and we can do everything.
Ramu, I've given you your own studio. You're staying on one and I on the other end. Come on, come on. We have promised me too long.
You know what? Hopefully, before the boat cruise, we'll be on the air together, for sure.
Okay, thanks, ma'am. That DJ Navi, hey, call him up now for tickets, 416-606-7656, at 416-606-7656, easy number, 606-7656. Everybody know I'm at something that. Your body slim, girl, but you're something fat. I'll be mash up the place, I know nothing that. Bend over, girl, 90 degrees to me. And you come back up, yes, girl, city. And whenever you whine for me, we feel like we'll just win $1 million cash money. It's up and running. Up and running. ShopNomRadio.com. Streaming the culture across the seas and around the world. Hey, we're starting it off a little bit different. Welcome again to all of our listeners outside of the GTA, outside of Canada. We'll see ya. Thank you.
Father's Day Dinner and Concert. Chutney meets Bollywood. Saturday, June 18th at Mirage Banquet Hall. Featuring Rakesh Yankaran. Devanand Gattu. Kavita. Beam.
Janam janam ka saath hai nibhane ko.
Backed by Ravi Sukhu and the N2 Band. Hosted by Richard Aziz and DJ Riyadh. Early bird tickets $50 including dinner. Kids under 5 free. Doors open at 6:30. Dinner from 7 to 9 p.m. Chutney meets Bollywood. For birthdays, group packages and info, call or text Nigel 437-331-2387.
Hey, that's Nigel, and he's available now. Call him for tickets right now.
Bollywood on the Beach is a family and friends event with Bollywood Entertainment. July 14th to the 18th, enjoy a 5 days and 4 nights all-inclusive vacation with your family and friends. Performers from India, Pakistan, Trinidad, and Guyana will be live at the resorts with your favorite Bollywood songs. In Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, stay in the family section or in the adults-only section and enjoy over 12 restaurants, 11 bars, 7 pools, spas, and exclusive beach area. Call TravelSpanet. In Canada, 647-557-6200. Family and friends in the USA can call 212-243-0865. In Trinidad, call Amarals at 645-1604. And in Guyana, 227-1701. Or visit us at TravelSpan.com.
Masala TV is presenting a boat cruise celebrating Trinidad and Tobago's 60th anniversary of independence. It's a red, white, and black event. All aboard the Enterprise 2000, Saturday, June the 4th. Boarding time, 8 p.m. Departing at 9 p.m. Tickets are only $60, which includes a delicious meal catered by Caribbean Cabana Starlight Family Restaurant. Get your tickets. Call 647-761-3388 or 416-691-6919. CCNT
is my country.
The 2022 Duck Curry Competition is in Cancun on July 28th to August 1st. Who is going? The Duck and the Curry going for sure, plus Raymond Ramnarine, Terry G, young upcoming dancer and singer Ariana, Randy Reckless, and the Reckless Tassa Group. The competition for the best tasting duck is in Cancun for 2022. For more info, call TravelSpan in Canada at 647-557-6200. That's 647-557-6200. In New York, call 212-243-0865. In Trinidad, call Amarils at 645-1604. And in Guyana, 227-1701. Or visit us at travelspan.com.
There's a new funeral home in Durham that combines elegance with affordability. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, offering many services from traditional burials to simple cremations, plus great reception facilities to celebrate your loved one's life. Right now, funeral homes have a 30% allowed capacity, but this is a larger facility, so it's perfect for larger services. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, striving to provide grieving families with compassion, care, and convenience. On Finley, near Bailey in Ajax. Online, acvc.info.
Rafi Sukhu's End to the Band with Brass presents the number one family event for Father's Day 2022. Sunday, June 19, all roads lead to 2701 Markham Road, Scarborough, for this magnificent concert. This show features the vocalist, Anil Beam, live from Trinidad, and N2's female superstar frontliner, Kavita Sukhu. It's an evening of Bollywood. The Sri Vindra Bandham, 2701 Markham Road, Scarborough, N2. With Brass, yours truly, the Beam, Kavita Sukhu. Get those tickets now at M&A Pooja Store in Scarborough and www.eventbrite.ca.
And don't forget, you could call me. I'll give you the Ravi number and he could hook you up with tickets, okay? So, again, at the Pooja Store at the Plaza with Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd, you can get your tickets there. And Eventbrite also, you can get tickets online. Right now, we wanted to share this selection with you. Don't forget, coming up at 1:30, we have the news with Nicole Dukie out of Trinidad and Tobago. Also, I want to remind you that coming up a little bit after the news, we'll be speaking to Riyad Rahmat, a candidate going up for the upcoming provincial election. He'd be my guest for a little bit on the radio, so stay tuned for that. And want to say hello to Mina. Sister Mina lost her elder sister today in Guyana. She passed early this morning. We here at Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime want to take some time to say hello and extend our condolences indeed to you, my sister. I know, family members, especially if they could be how old or how sick, when they leave us, it's always a turning point in our lives. And I know how much you guys are so close and love each other. So we again sending our love and prayers with you and your family indeed. Again, our condolences on the passing of your sister in Guyana. A dear friend of the program, long-time friend, I love this lady, Mira Sidial, is celebrating a birthday. We want to say hello to you. That's the mother of Dale, mother-in-law of Mary, and of course, a sweetheart of a lady. She's celebrating a birthday, but she got a little chest pain, and they had to, you know, they want to make sure everything is good, so they had to take her to the hospital. She's resting comfortably, and of course, listening to Shopton Radio. We want to send out some love to you, Mom. Happy birthday greetings from all your children, Sham and Dale, and I know how much you love Gayatri and the gang out of Trinidad. So they're all sending lots of love, and hope you feel better soon. This one is going out to you on your birthday. Hope you like this one. Okay, this is the one I wanted to show you. Mr. Anil Beam. And don't forget, on keyboard is the fastest left hand in the West, Varinder Prasad. Hope that gets you up and about if you've been down a little bit. Always bring some Shakti on Saturdays here on Shabnam Radio. We have on the telephone line joining us today. It's Anna of West Indian Friends That Care. You know, they had an event last weekend, and she's here to tell us how it went. How was it, Anna? Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Richard. Richard, it was such a good, like, it was a big success for us, you know, with supporters for 2 years. Like, we didn't see anybody for 2 years. We were just in contact with them, and it was a wonderful event. It was well presented, and we had a few new people who came on board with us as well. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody on June 11th at the Brampton Fairgrounds, which is going to be free, as you know. But for last weekend, we want to shout out to DJ Navi. A big thank you to DJ Navi. We want to thank people like Joyce, like Marlene, everybody who came out and supported us, Sudesh, everybody. It was wonderful, Richard. It was really nice seeing these people. And we want to say a big thank you to them for supporting us.
Well, thank you very much. And, of course, looking forward on the 11th of June. That's just around the corner. So I'm waiting for your commercial. So send that as soon as you could, all right?
Will do.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Richard.
Hope my buddy Wayne is doing well. Of course, this is Anna and Wayne of West Indian Friends That Care, always, always doing great work in and for our community.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You're guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for all your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function. No event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke. Well, it's time now for the news brought to you by Twilight Family Restaurant at 55 Nugget Avenue in Scarborough.
Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar is Scarborough's largest West Indian family restaurant. Come and sample our delicious appetizers like our chicken wings, black pudding, and spicy shrimp. Great entrees such as chili chicken and Twilight spicy chicken. Give us a call at 416-754-6894. Twilight Restaurant and Bar, serving the best in Guyanese Chinese cuisine for the past 8 years.
Welcome to your Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. In the headlines, a prison escapee is recaptured after being on the run for more than a year in Guyana. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister condemns the spiral in crime in the country. Dozens of flights cancelled as Air Jamaican traffic controllers strike. With the details, I am Nicole Dookie. A 27-year-old man who escaped from prison in Guyana back in February 2021 has been recaptured. Samuel Govier was sentenced to 18 years and 9 months for manslaughter. He was arrested at the Mahdia District Hospital with a knife stuck in his neck on Monday. According to police headquarters, Govier was reportedly wounded at about 11:30 p.m. on Monday. It is alleged that he had a heated argument with another man over money. The man allegedly stabbed Govier to the left side of his neck. 12 juvenile drug treatment courts were on Tuesday launched across Guyana as an alternative way of dealing with young people caught up in drug use. The courts, which are spread out in various magisterial districts, are specifically aimed at providing different course of action for juveniles who come into contact with the law and have been found addicted to or abusing illegal substances. In brief remarks at the opening ceremony at the Georgetown's Magistrates Court, Acting Chief Justice Roxanne George Wilshire said the strategy was necessary. In some other news, 51,398 persons visited Guyana in the first quarter of this year. That's according to information from the Guyana Tourism Authority. The arrival rate is expected to be 10% more by the end of this year when compared to the 158,347 arrivals recorded in 2021. Although the figure is expected to be significantly higher, the performance in 2021 was still acknowledged since it was a significant increase from 2020 when the country was facing the full force of the COVID-19 pandemic. This closure had a drastic impact on the local tourism industry, but it was quickly addressed with the implementation of several systems by the government to promote safe travel throughout 2021. At the end of September 2021, the GTA said that Guyana earned approximately $24 billion based on the average expenditure per visitor per type at US$1,060. 6 heads of government from the Caribbean and Central America have confirmed that they will be participating in the Agri-Investment Forum and Expo, which is scheduled for next week at the Arthur Chong Conference Center in Guyana. This information was confirmed during a meeting between President Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali and the senior officials of the Ministries of Agriculture and Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation on Thursday. The leaders are set to travel for the May 19th to 21st event are from Antigua and Barbuda, Barbados, Belize, Dominica, St. Lucia, and Trinidad and Tobago. Ministers responsible from agriculture from the Bahamas, Belize, Dominica, Jamaica, St. Vincent, Suriname, and Trinidad and Tobago are also expected for the 3-day event. In news coming out of Trinidad and Tobago now, that country's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, is not happy with the spiral in crime situation. He addressed the issue at the post-cabinet media briefing on Thursday. As a result, he says, nobody gets a pass when it comes to crime fighting.
If you know your family members have illegal guns, you're not getting a pass from me. If you know that you spend the day with, not looking for a job, but planning the next crime, you're not getting a pass. If you know
janam janam ka saath hai tumhara hamara
Bollywood on the beach
and kill that old woman, you're not getting a pass. So at my book, nobody gets a pass in this country where crime fighting is concerned.
The TNT Prime Minister described the crime situation as horrendous.
I can't recall a period of time, a matter of weeks, seeing the viciousness of crime, frequency of crime, in and among family members, out on the street. I mean, it is just a while ago, I made a comment that we are a violent society.
According to Dr. Rowley, there is a need for serious interventions in Trinidad and Tobago.
And those who pretend to know before they think and do it, this is fooling you. We have serious, serious social difficulties in this country. And we require a number of interventions. We have interventions, but certainly they aren't enough.
And that was the voice of Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley. Meanwhile, the country's acting police commissioner, McDonald Jacob, said there are about 134 gangs in Trinidad and Tobago. Speaking during the launch of a gang reduction initiative, Jacob revealed that the majority of murders are gang-related.
Our analysis has shown that 60% of the murders in Trinidad and Tobago is in fact gang-related. And about 80% of our shooting and woundings are also gang-related. These gangs are now involved in illegal quarrying, drugs, robbery, extortion, land grabbing, human trafficking.
The acting police commissioner hopes the initiative launched with the assistance of two major international partners will change that.
One aspect of this program is to assist officers in holding gang-involved offenders accountable for their actions and ultimately guarding the communities from gangs. Law enforcement preparation for gang-related crimes is very important to successful prosecution.
And that was the voice of Trinidad and Tobago's Acting Police Commissioner, McDonald Jacob. In some other news coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, the executive of the Sanatan Dharma Mahasabha on Thursday held purificatory and atonement rituals at the Karapa Shiv Mandir in Arima, Trinidad. This comes following the desecration and vandalism of the temple recently. Pandit Rishi Maharaj, who officiated at the prayer service, noted that the ceremony was necessary to beg for forgiveness over the disrespect, dishonor and vandalism of the temple. Attorney and Member of Parliament of Vashagwana's West, Pandit Dinesh Rambali, meanwhile, called for unity of all religious organizations and the citizens, regardless of position, creed, religion or race, to unite to free themselves of the evil plaguing the country. He said on a national level, the desecration of the Mandir and the Murtis illustrates the growing evil in society. You are listening to the Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. It's time now to take a look at more news from other territories in the Caribbean region. Cuban rescue workers have recovered the body of the 45th person who went missing after an explosion blew the sides of a luxury hotel in Havana. The blast on May 6th at the five-star hotel Saratoga left more than 100 people trapped, killed, or injured. 15 remain hospitalized. Chief of Cuba's firefighting corps, Luis Carlos Guzman, told reporters at the blast site that the woman whose body had been recovered was, as of now, the last missing person. She is believed to be a waitress at the hotel. The hotel was in the process of being renovated after a two-year closure due to the pandemic and had been due to open this week. Most of those killed or injured were Cuban staff or passers-by, including a Spanish tourist and a pregnant woman. Several children from a nearby school were wounded and four were killed. At least 30 flights scheduled to arrive at the Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica, have been cancelled as air traffic controllers on the island walked off the job on Friday morning. Similar actions also disrupted operations at the Norman Manley International Airport in Kingston. Air traffic controllers have been at odds with the Ministry of Finance for the last 3 months owing to a fallout in salary negotiations. According to the Gleaner, the workers reportedly went on sick out at the Sangster International Airport and repeated a silent protest 2 nights ago. The Jamaican Civil Aviation Authority said it was working towards ensuring a return to normalcy after air traffic controllers took industrial action. In some other news, samples from 3 Americans found dead at a Bahamas resort have been sent to a lab in the United States for research. Law enforcement reported Monday that they had gathered samples from all of the people affected by an unidentified malady and sent them to a laboratory in Pennsylvania. The 3 reported feeling sick on Thursday and were found dead on Friday. Commissioner of Police Paul Rawl confirmed that the 4 affected people had reported to the same health center on Thursday, complaining of nausea and other symptoms. Investigators are looking into what the victims ate during their stay at the resort. The 6 ministers who signed a motion of no confidence against Prime Minister Timothy Harris of St. Kitts and Nevis were fired. In an address to the nation on Tuesday, Harris said he asked the Governor General to dissolve Parliament with immediate effect, paving the way for general elections to be held within 3 months. In the dramatic move, Harris opted to face a motion of no confidence and instead decided to go back to the polls less than 2 years after starting his second term. In firing the ministers, Harris assigned their portfolios to lead senators while elevating MP Eugene Hamilton to Deputy Prime Minister. Hamilton was the lone member of the People's Action Movement that did not sign on to the no-confidence motion. Prime Minister Harris said he was left with no other choice in announcing the move. And finally, cannabis enthusiasts on St. Vincent and the Grenadines now have a new place to enjoy the herb publicly. Earlier this week, the Greenhouse Cafe, the Eastern Caribbean's first cannabis lounge, opened its doors. The lounge is open to customers 18 and over. A valid form of identification and a prescription from a medical doctor or the Medicinal Cannabis Authority is needed to purchase the product. St. Vincent and the Grenadines aims to be the premier supplier of cannabis for medical research and recreation uses. The country was granted a license in January to export almost 50 kilograms of marijuana to Germany's Federal Institute for Drugs and Medical Devices. We've come to the end of this week's Caribbean News Roundup right here on Shabnam Radio. My name is Nicole Dookie, inviting you to join us again next time where we keep you updated and informed on the latest developments in the Caribbean region.
This is ShabnamRadio.com. ShabnamRadio.com.
Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar is Scarborough's largest West Indian family restaurant. Come and sample our delicious appetizers like our chicken wings, black pudding, and spicy shrimp. Great entrees such as chili chicken and Twilight spicy chicken. Give us a call at 416-754-6894. Twilight Restaurant and Bar, serving the best in Guyanese Chinese cuisine for the past 8 years.
Say I'm addicted, addicted, addicted to you, Toronto, Canada. I'm definitely addicted to you guys. This is the music boss, Mr. Raymond from your Dilly Nadan. I just want to say a big thank you to all of my fans for making this wonderful event, the Everybody Loves Raymond concert, Cardiff Saturday, May 14th, a sold-out event. And guess what? Just because we're sold out, we're adding a second show. Yes, a second show on Sunday, May 15th, right here at the Elite Banquet Hall, the Everybody Loves Raymond concert. It is the greatest news ever, guys. For all those who want tickets for the Saturday show, now we've added a second show on Sunday, May 15th. Everybody Loves Raymond. I live in my best life. May the piyaki umadho itni sanam.
Oh,
There's a new funeral home in Durham that combines elegance with affordability. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, offering many services from traditional burials to simple cremations, plus great reception facilities to celebrate your loved one's life. Right now, funeral homes have a 30% allowed capacity, but this is a larger facility, so it's perfect for larger services. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, striving to provide grieving families with compassion, care, and convenience. On Finley, near Bailey in Ajax. Online, acvc.info.
It's up and running. Up and running. ShopNomRadio.com. Streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
Everybody getting ready for the Raymond Ram Narayan concert this evening at Elite Banquet Hall. Sold out event. I understand it's over 700 tickets sold. So you know parking will be a problem, so get there early. Doors open at 6 o'clock. I believe the guys are doing song check right now. And coming up in a little bit, we'll be talking to Riyad Rahmat, a candidate running in the upcoming provincial election for the Green Party of Ontario, Riyad Rahmat.
ShopNomRadio.com.
Well, he is on time. This is a guy that deals with numbers and he don't mess wrong indeed. I'm pleased that he's on time. We want to extend a warm welcome indeed as we say hello and welcome to the program, Riyad Rahmat. Riyad Rahmat is on the line with us. He's the candidate running in the upcoming provincial election for the Green Party of Ontario. Riyad is passionate about his community. He's a passionate advocate for improved mental health care, and he's running on a strong voice for Mississauga Streetville at Queen's Park. A Mississauga resident for over two decades, Riyadh has had more than 25 years of experience in accounting and finance and holds both a MBA and a CPA designation. Throughout Mr. Rahmat's multifaceted career, his common thread has always been to commit to excellence. You know, I could tell you and testify to that. He is part of the team here at Caribbean Showtime and is indeed a hardworking person who really strives for excellence. Riyadh, activities in his community, volunteering on non-profit boards in Canada and outside of Canada. In fact, he served on boards across some boards in the Caribbean. He also hosts a program on this platform, Caribbean Showtime TV, Pillars of the Community. It is indeed my pleasure to welcome my colleague in broadcasting, dear friend indeed, Riyadh Rahmat. Riyadh, first thing first, what made you get involved in going up for this election? You're not busy enough?
Thanks a lot, Richard, for having me on the program. And let me say good afternoon to your listeners. And, you know, it's a pleasure being here on the program. So to answer your question, basically, why did I get involved in this politics thing? It's mainly because of what's happening out there. And this present government that we have, it's not addressing the issues, at least not for us at the grassroots level, not for the mid-income households, you know. They're not addressing those things. They seem to be more for the high-end of society. And so that was one of the reasons that I decided to get involved with it. And the second part of it is about addressing healthcare and mental healthcare to make a change in that different aspects of our society.
A little bit about the party, your party. They stand strong on a lot of green issues. Climate change is one of them. And, of course, let's talk a little bit about climate change. Southern Ontario warms twice as rapidly as the rest of the world. Where do you and your party stand on climate change?
Well, I mean, you know, the Green Party, it was founded on things like environmental preservation as well as climate change. And, of course, we have one of the strongest plans out there to fight or to combat climate change. You know, and it's based really on three principles, which is basically first we're going to crush climate pollution. And basically we have a target set that we will reduce climate change by half by 2030. And of course, bring it down to zero, net zero by 2045. The second aspect of it, so on one hand, we are reducing the effects of climate change. And on the other hand, is that we are putting things in place through the restoration of our water sources and nature itself by tree planting programs and permanently protecting our wetlands. So on one hand, what we're doing is we are reducing the effects, the harmful effects of green gases. And on the other hand, we're putting things in place to help heal the earth by preserving our forests, etc.
Well, you know, a lot of us would just hear the talk climate change is a buzzword. A few of us really get involved. We do our recycling and do what we can to save the environment. But when it comes down to something that affects us all, let's talk a little bit about healthcare. We know in Brampton, for example, Sarah Singh has been speaking about the volume that is only addressing a small number of residents at William Osler, for example. She's speaking out and hoping that we can get another hospital, and that something might be in the making. What about Mississauga resident when it comes to healthcare? What is your view on healthcare in Mississauga?
Yes. So, you know, one of the things that we're facing right across the board in Ontario, it's long wait times. Our healthcare system, it's good, but the biggest problem that we're having is long wait times. I mean, when it comes to, for example, on mental health, to get an appointment with a psychiatrist now, it's like an 8-month wait, right? And, you know, with coming out of COVID, we have even a huge, huge backlog of surgeries that non-urgent. So there's even, that even enhanced that problem of this backlog. So we basically, you know, at the Green Party, we have a plan in place, you know, to support public funded and deliver a healthcare system that, you know, it's opposed to privatization. And so it basically would help create better healthcare facilities, expand non-urgent care for 24 hours, 7 days a week. You know, that's another way in which we can help alleviate some of these problems. And then, of course, look at putting, you know, some of these other things onto the OHIP coverage. For example, things like rare and, you know, some of these invisible diseases. Look at putting some of these things in part of the OHIP program. So, you know, we have a plan to address this healthcare issue. And, you know, it's certainly something that we have thought about, and it's certainly something affecting all of us, and it's certainly something that we will address.
You know, what makes you the best candidate among the others competing for your riding?
Right. So you know, that's a question I've been asked, you know, multiple times. You know, what makes me the best candidate? Well, it's basically what, not so much what I am or who I am, but what I stand for. And basically, what we stand for is terms of rebalancing healthcare. You know, supporting local independent businesses to be more successful, trying to end poverty by building, you know, about 60,000 permanent homes, right? And of course, we spoke about climate change, and then we also have in plan protecting workers, right? You know, mandating a minimum of 10 paid sick days, you know, trying to address systemic racism. That's another problem that we do. And one of the things that we have in place, or we would try to put in place, is the anti-racism directorate reversing those recent cuts that were made. And of course, lastly, building respectful relationships with the indigenous people, you know, by passing different legislations to give them the rights and the respect that they deserve. But for me personally, I operate in my professional life and my family life, and what I try to pass on to my kids is to operate in a way of listen, learn, act. Listen basically to what is the issue. Listen to the people who are speaking. Then we learn from it, in the sense that we learn about it. We learn more about the issues from them, from experts, etc., and then act on it by putting an action plan in place. That is what I can promise, if elected, to bring to the people of Ontario, and more specifically to the people of Mississauga, Streetsville. And a part of that, my doors are always open, so whatever else issues that might be out there, I'm always willing to listen and help.
Well, Riyad Rahmat is not a seasoned politician. He's getting his feet wet in this, and he heard that he is committed in listening and, of course, learning and putting an action plan in place. You know, I could have answered that question for 5 minutes. I could tell you why he is the best candidate. He's obligated to the community. He feels he has to give back. He has been serving on many boards as an accountant, as treasurer. He holds many trustworthy position in the community, and I admire him for many years. Riyad produces a show here, the pillars of the community, and he is community oriented. So if anyone wanted to support you, what would be your boundaries of your riding, and who could support you?
Right, so the boundaries of the riding, basically to the north is the 401, to the south, Eglinton, to the west, it's the 407, and to the east, it's Credit View Road. So within that boundaries, if there's anyone who's willing to volunteer to assist us at the Green Party, we're always looking for volunteers. You can reach out to me at 647-450-7541. 647-450-7541. Or you can drop me a line at riyadrahmat@gpo.ca. That's my email address.
One more time, the email address?
It's riyadrahmat, R-E-A-D, R-A-H-A-M-U-T, at gpo.ca.
Well, I want to wish you all the best indeed. And, of course, we are working on putting together an interview session where we'd have some of the candidates come by. So we're looking forward to hoping to book you for one of those interviews. And looking forward to seeing you. You know, we really wish you all the best indeed. I know you would be a good fit for the community. And as a fellow Trinbagonian, a West Indian, I think we should really come out and support more individuals who are willing to get out there and do the work, because being in politics is not easy. I respect people who step up, especially those who are not making politics a career, and you, I mean, you are one of those good guys. Thank you very much indeed, Riyad Rahmat. Again, his number to reach out to.